Welcome back to our final chapter in Christian Beliefs, Wayne Grudem's attempt to bring to us 20 basic beliefs that every Christian needs to know, needs to understand. And in this, our final chapter 20, we will ask and answer, what is heaven? Praise God. What is heaven? Now, let me just first thank all of you that have come on this journey with me. And for those of you that may be just looking at this chapter, I want to encourage you to go back and come with us through this study of Christian beliefs, 20 basic beliefs that every Christian should understand. And be encouraged, I pray, that the God of all creation, the God who spoke creation into being, is also the God of the Word. And this Word from this God has given us everything we need for life and godliness as believers. I pray that as we now come to a close and focus in on heaven, I pray that you won't just look ahead to heaven, but that you'll enjoy a walk with Jesus, a journey with Jesus from here all the way home to heaven. And be advised that if anyone, this is Galatians 1, 6 through 9, if anyone should bring you a message, a gospel, any different than the one that we have shared and exemplified, the one true gospel of Jesus the Christ, as laid out, explained, defined, and proven in the Word of God, if anyone should bring you something contrary to this one gospel, the scripture says, Paul says to the Galatians, God says to all human beings through his word, such people are to be damned. I pray that as we come to a closing crescendo looking at heaven, that you will stay away from the lies and the liars that lead to hell. May this time and this study bless you, I pray, and help you on your journey with Jesus. Let's take a closer look at heaven. Amen. Wayne Grudem says, those who believe in Jesus will enter into full enjoyment of life. Amen. Matthew 25:34. They will live for eternity in the presence of God. That's the heart and the desire, the motive and the priority of a true biblical Christian. The Bible paints an even richer picture of this new heaven and new earth that we've been promised. The Bible promises that there will be an entirely renewed creation, Isaiah 66:22 and 65:17, amongst others. It is a place, this heaven, where earth and heaven will be rejoined together, Revelation 21 verses 2 and 3. God is going to do the work of recreating the creation, and a new heaven and a new earth will be this final place of God's perfection on display. The renewed heaven and the renewed earth, per the Bible, Grudem says, heaven is the place where God most fully makes known his presence to bless. Although God is everywhere, his presence to bless is most clearly seen in heaven, and his glory is most clearly seen in heaven. Heaven is the one place where everyone worships God. Heaven is the one place where everyone worships God. I've seen another author say that when you get to heaven, think about it, there'll be no more evangelism because everybody there will know and love and be in Christ. We will all worship God in heaven, and we will all do this for all time thereon. Praise God. In addition, God will renew his earthly creation, 2 Peter 3:13, Revelation 21:1, and Romans 8:21. You see, paradise is going to be restored. It's that Garden of Eden being restored through the gospel and the God of the gospel. Those who live on the renewed earth will have a new glorified body. Amen. Life in the renewed heavens and earth will include many of the good things about life here on earth, only much better. One example that Grudem gives us is music. In the Bible, music is prominent in the descriptions of heaven. You see, there will be things that are great here that will be only greater as they are purified in the new created heavens and earth. Praise God. We'll not have infinite knowledge when we're there, but we will have a forever growing, continuing knowledge. It's going to get better and better and better. Imagine being able to see the glory of God more clearly with each passing day, being drawn closer to Him with each passing day. Grudem says, the renewed heavens and earth will be a place where we can fully enjoy the treasures in heaven, Matthew 6:20, that we've been storing up for ourselves during our life on earth. You see, if you've been living for the Lord, you've been putting treasures ahead in heaven, that on this time when we transition, in this time when we go to heaven, we'll be able to enjoy those treasures forever that we've been building and pouring into through our lives devoted to Christ here. The undeniable glory of God is also the center and the major thrust of heaven. Grudem says heaven will be a place where all of creation will function in a way that is in full cooperation with God's will. Could you imagine a time and a place when everything will be per God's word, in the midst of God's will, being done God's ways? This will be heaven. The world will no longer be broken. People will no longer be broken. There will be no longer any such thing as pain and sorrow and grief. Revelation 21:4. Can you imagine a time where nothing and no one is broken? And pain and sorrow and anger and in all aspects of sin are gone. Only the purest, sweetest of God's creation. Amen. Even more exciting is the fact, says Grudem, that God's fellowship with us will be unhindered. We will have that pure, unhindered relationship, intimacy, growth with Almighty God. Couple of quotes here to finish. Grudem says there will be the fulfillment of God's purposes to call us. This is why he called us, quote, to his own glory and excellence. That's 2 Peter 1:3. Again, you've received everything you need for life and godliness, and you will ultimately end up in the presence of his glory and his excellence. We will forever dwell in the presence of his glory with great joy. That's Jude 24. Friends, here's Grudem's closing words. He says, and I share with you, we will see and experience the fulfillment of all the longings we have ever had, the longing to know perfect love, perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect truth, perfect justice, perfect holiness, perfect wisdom, perfect goodness, his very power, his beauty, his glory. If you read Psalm 16, verse 11, you'll see all of this coming together. That when we are in heaven, and I pray to God you will be in heaven, all of God's promises, all of God's purposes, all of God's power, and all of God's people will be together, bringing him glory as we celebrate his grace and be the proof of his gospel. Amen and amen.